we all need people who accept us and listen to us. People we can count on. For many fortunate individuals, the family is the first group to meet this need. Later in life, more good luck, along with good judgment, helps ensure that the other groups we fit into will be healthy ones. Belonging to a group offers many benefits. As the old saying goes, there's strength in numbers. We can accomplish things in a group that we lack the ability or courage to do by ourselves. Belonging teaches us the value of teamwork, of sharing the labor and the credit in achieving a goal. Group identity can be a great source of self-esteem and pride. It can help transform frustration and anger into productive energy. Another advantage of membership in a group is the personal support and guidance we get from our fellow members. We have a better chance at a decent life if we can learn from other people's experiences as well as our own. But group membership has its risks too. People come together in groups because they share something in common, a hobby, a goal, a problem, an interest. We take comfort in our similarities, but we can also use our group identity to reject others who are different, who don't qualify for our group. The same impulse can cause us to enforce conformity among group members themselves, and to judge harshly those members who deviate from our standards. Pledges, uniforms, codes of behavior are all attempts to secure allegiance and mandate conformity within the group. If we are not careful, we can allow our group identity to obscure our best judgment. In attempting to conform, we can go along with decisions we don't agree with and act in ways we know are wrong. We can rationalize our behavior as group loyalty and avoid taking responsibility for our actions. We conform because we're afraid of losing the security of the group and becoming an outsider. Our need to belong can be so urgent that we fall under the control of peer pressure. One of the most powerful forces in the universe. The Nazi youth used group loyalty as a form of intimidation. In the same way, clan groups, skinheads, and street gangs do today. Tiger Knowles looked up to Benny and Henry Hayes. They helped him find somebody to look down on.